Imagine having the life of your dreams. Not temporary cash and glory, but happiness and inner peace. Explore new ways to be a creator and take your own journey into greatness. Is it possible? What does it take to make that happen? It takes the person known for extreme results. He's called the Cage Breaker and the Ultimate Catalyst. Coming back from the brink of death and now crushing it for himself and his clients, this is Your Ultimate Life Podcast with Kellen Flukiger.
Today, we're going to be talking about doing something that matters. And the first question could easily be, okay, fine. What does that mean? Doesn't everything matter? Well, some things matter more than others. And I want to talk about making a choice, a conscious choice in the context of creating your ultimate life, of doing things that matter. Now, of course, in order to do that, we got to get to some definitions so that we're clear about what we mean. There are three parts to today's podcast, like there always are. And the first one is, when does something matter? Or what does it mean to do something that matters? So when does something matter? We'll talk about that. Part two is, matter to who? Matter to you or matter to those that you do it for? And part three is remembering to notice in your life, because so often we just go through life doing what we want or what shows up for us, and we're not really noticing. Now, this might sound like a bit of an esoteric topic, but today is Thanksgiving Day in Canada, and I did one on Thanksgiving and what gratitude means and how important that is. And I got to thinking about this idea of doing things that matter. Now, we do things all the time, from the minute we wake up till the minute we go to sleep. And some of it makes a difference and some of it makes no difference. So let's talk about what matters. So when does something matter and what does it mean to matter? Well, there's a lot of ways to think about it. And here's how I want to define it for this. Remember, we're in the context of creating your ultimate life. That's a life that you wake up to every morning, thrilled to wake up to, excited about, in love with your life, looking forward to what you have to do today. So one definition I heard is doing something that matters is it is something that has meaning. So if it matters, then it has some kind of meaning. And someone said that the meaning of something is the difference it makes. And if it makes no difference, it has no meaning. So let's go there with it. And let's say doing something that matters means doing something that has meaning or doing something that makes a difference. So how do you figure that out? And how do you do something that makes a difference so that it has meaning? And I thought a lot about that. And so I created a little formula for myself to keep track of it or to think about it. And I thought that the difference something makes is directly related to the time you put in to something, the attention that you give it, and the love that you get it, and so, or give it. So I just wrote a little formula, time times attention times love. Now, why would I use those? Well, if we spend zero time doing something, it can't be very important to us. Like we don't spend any time either in our thinking or the doing of something, then it's not much. So time is clearly a critical element. And I'm not saying time is the only thing that is important, because it's not. The thing that is next is attention. And you'll know exactly what I mean when I describe it. How often have you been in a conversation where you're talking with someone and you're not really paying attention? In other words, you're multitasking or you're thinking about something else or you're wondering what comes next and anything but what's exactly going on. We do that all the time in relationships. Someone is half listening to someone else and, you know, there's always a joke about, you know, someone says, should we do this? And the half listening person says, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then later it's like, what did I agree to? Right? Because there's no attention. So time is one big part of it. Attention is one big part of it. And the third is love. And I use love as the word that means your heart is in it. You want something. Your intention is powerful. So if you think of attention, which is where you're focused, and intention is what you mean for it to do. So I'll give you a silly example. You might have a child and they want help tying their shoes, and you can have them put their foot up and just tie shoe, blah, blah, blah. And it took very little time. Your intention was to get done as quickly as you can, and your attention is on what had to be done next after the shoe was tied. And it almost carries the message of, hurry up and get out of the way. This is an irritation that I don't really want to be doing. In that case, time times attention times love isn't very big. The time was short, your attention was somewhere else, and your intention was to get done just as quickly as possible. So the difference that that made for the child is the shoe is tied, and that's it. On the other hand, if you take the shoe and you say, thank you for it, letting me help you here, let's see if we can help you get a little closer to doing your own. And your intention is, number one, to love them and make them feel good about coming to you for help. And your intention is to teach them so they can do something themselves. And your attention is completely on them. And they know it. And that's your love. And the time is however long it takes. Well, then the difference that makes is way more than just the fact that the shoe got tied. The experience that the child has is one of acceptance, one of importance, and so there's a whole lot of different stuff going on after the interaction than just the shoe was tied. So that's a silly example, and it certainly isn't perfect, but you understand what I mean. Now, in relationships, this is so critical, and relationships is really all that we have. We have our relationship with ourselves, our relationship with others, relationship with God, and everything else. So all of those things follow the same formula. If you spend very little time on your relationship with yourself, then it's no wonder that it's difficult for you to look in the mirror in the morning and say deeply in your own eyes, I love you. Or it's no wonder it's difficult to feel the truth of, I am enough. Now, that's something I told you to write a few episodes ago in lipstick on your mirror, I am enough, because it's one of the fundamental building blocks of success and the ultimate life. Conducting a life with purpose and with prosperity and joy is knowing that you're enough. So doing something that matters or something that makes a difference in people's lives depends on the time, attention, and love you put into it. Now, that's easy to see, and there's one other element that really gets in the way, and that is the ego. So the final formula is time times attention times love divided by the ego squared. Now, why did I use ego in this equation at all, and why did I square it in the denominator? So if you think TAL over E squared, time times attention times love over E squared, here's the reason. If you have an interaction with someone and you can feel by how they interact with you that really they're doing it for their own glory, maybe so they can say, I helped so-and-so with such-and-such, and really the only thing that they're thinking about is what's in it for them, then it poisons the interaction. It certainly doesn't strengthen and make the relationship more powerful. It makes it weaker and less interesting and less effective and less meaningful. So if you think about doing things that matter, I want to give you that little formula, T-A-L divided by E squared. Now, the reason I squared the ego is because even if there's a little bit of ego involved. In other words, the person is doing whatever they're doing for you, or you're doing whatever you're doing for someone else, and there's any ego in it involved at all, then its effect is dramatically magnified. It very rapidly reduces the intensity, the meaning, and the power of the interaction. So that's why I squared it. So TAL over E squared is the way that I think about figuring out if something matters or if I'm doing something that makes a difference. What is the quality of my love? How much time am I putting into it? Is my intention and attention all the way there? And is my ego not in the way? So that's doing something that matters, and that's when stuff really matters. So part two is matters to who? And that really gets a lot to the ego piece, and there's just a little more to add to that. If it matters to you, in other words, if you're doing whatever you're doing for your agenda to further your purposes and it's on your ego checklist, then like I said, E squared, it subtracts a lot. If you think about, I'm really doing this for the good of this other person or this group or this cause, then you can have a dramatic impact. Now, an example that I have of that in my own life is in church when I spend a lot of time earlier in my life doing music. So I was called as the choir director of our ward. The ward is a congregation. The congregation choir director, I loved doing it. I wrote music for them. It wasn't published. It didn't make me any money. I wrote it out of the goodness and desire. I won't even say goodness because that makes it sound like I'm saying I'm good. But out of the desire of my heart to give them something to do that was different and they would think it was fun. And they did, to have original music that they got to work on. I spent a lot of time, especially when I wanted them to do difficult things. So it was a four-part choir most of the time, soprano, alto, tenor, and bass. And I would take difficult music and go in the recording studio and I would record the whole song, and then I would plunk out the alto part really loud and then make cassettes with their part really loud, the alto part or the soprano part with the accompaniment in the background. Why did I do that? Well, I did it so it'd be easy for them to learn. So it took a lot of time, a lot of attention. My intention was certainly not for me, but for them to do good, and I wanted them to love it and have a rich experience. So that is a demonstration of something that I did, and there weren't a lot of those earlier in my life, but that's one that I really loved doing, and I loved helping people succeed. And that's what's turned me into a coach. Finally, now is because my greatest joy is helping other people, seeing that big success grin of doing something that is just, they thought they couldn't do, or they thought that was just never going to work for them, to see that happen and to have them experience that rush of success and capability is so powerful and means a lot to me. Anyway, the bottom line is when I did that with that choir and the choirs that I did it with over the years, it bore big fruit, big dividends. And it really was exciting for them. They performed well. They took the tapes home and they worked their tails off to get good and to do it really well and to make the confidence I had displayed in them true and worthwhile. And it was really powerful for them. So that's the second part of this, is the difference it makes to those you are serving. Because remember, your ultimate life is a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy that you create serving others with your divine gifts. I happen to have a little bit of a gift in music, and so serving others with that gift was a thrill for me. I want you to think about you. What are your gifts? You have them. If you don't know what they are, then I think somewhere in the 30s, 31, 2, 3, 4, 5 or something, there's 4 or 5 episodes we did on how to discover your gifts. So go back and listen to those. But using your gifts, who are you serving today, this week? I challenge you to spend just 10 or 15 minutes today or tomorrow just sitting down with yourself and thinking about what gifts do you have? What things do you love to do? What things do you do really well? What things make people happy and feel good? And then ask yourself, where am I using this gift to serve someone, to make their life brighter, cheerier, happier, to increase their confidence and capability? Now, what I've discovered is in doing that, it produces so much joy. It produces joy for me, it produces happiness for them, and it really makes a difference. And it is then something that matters. The third part of today's conversation is remembering to notice. And that is part of the whole meditation and living your life in a state of awareness piece of ultimate life. So much of the time we get stuck in a rut and we're going through our day, day after day, da, 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 and we get up and we go through the same routine. And COVID now has disrupted our routines and messed up so much. But even so, you notice now there's this COVID fatigue, and there still is a new set of routines. And some people call it the new normal, and some are predicting we will never go back to the, quote, old normal. What difference does it make? Normal is just something that is habitual. And so what I'm inviting you to do with this part of it is to notice, to become aware of every part of your life. Now, that might sound like a gigantic assignment right now. Let's just take a little piece. What if you choose 7 times each day to notice very particularly why you're doing something, who you're trying to serve, and whether or not your ego is at stake in that interaction? Doing something that matters, doing something that makes a difference, requires time, attention, and love, and to minimize the ego, the personal benefit that you're trying to get. It's kind of like when Christ was teaching, he said, you know, when you pray, don't stand on the street corners and pray like hypocrites do because they loved to be seen for their much speaking. So, you know, they already have their reward. People are going, ooh, look at them. And that's what I mean by getting rid of the ego. Don't do it to be noticed. Do it to serve. Do it to love. Do it because you have decided this is your path to your ultimate life. Open your heart
and this time around. Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger. Stand with your heart in the sky and your